Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
You know, it's strange how $20 seems like, such a large amount when you donate it to church, but such a small amount when you're shopping. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We saw this article and it was just talking about how the value of things change. Have you noticed that? Specifically with money, but it's not in just that way. Why is it when you're giving a 20 away, you feel different when you're at the store? It's like, ooh, that's only 20 bucks.
Yeah, boom. Exactly.
Done.
I can buy that. Mm-hmm. Or like when you're on Amazon, it's like, add the cart. Add to the ministry. If I'm going to add to the ministry or not.
About that.
Pray about that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. It's also strange about how 2 hours seems so long when you're at church. I'm such antsy pants. And how short it seems when I'm watching a movie.
Well, that's true.
It's strange how difficult it is to read one chapter of the Bible, but how easy it is to sit down and read a popular novel from cover to cover.
Oh, boy.
You know, that one does make a little sense because the Bible cannot just be read through like a book. It's like you have to devour it.
Yeah.
You have to stop down and kind of study. I get that one.
It's about the prioritizing time, whereas it seems hard for me to find time to even just study, you know, one little section of the Bible. But
right.
When it comes to reading a magazine, reading a book, you know, I have time to sit down and do that. So
right.
It's just more about the prioritization for me.
Yeah, that's true. But why is it the everything changes with God? And I think it's probably because we're warring. This is going to sound crude or awful, but it's sort of a biblical term where you're warring against your own flesh, your own body.
That's true.
Your own body would love to just relax and watch a movie.
Right.
But being in church, well, I don't know if my body likes that. You know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You know, as we're talking about this kind of idea, I agree with this one. It's strange how we need to know an event for church 2 to 3 weeks before the day so that we can plan on it. But we can adjust in a heartbeat if somebody says, hey, want to go grab lunch?
Right.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or how quickly you will program it into your schedule if food is included at church.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Well, I think food should be included in everything. I'm all for that.
I hope you hear that we're all relating to these things.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Fingers pointed back at us.
Yes.
You got a take on this. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. We're talking about, you know, just some comparisons. Like, for example, earlier we were saying, you know, why is it so easy to spend a 20 at the store, but when it comes to giving a 20 away, like at the, you know, a church, it's harder for you to part with your money? Or how about time? When you're in church, it's like, oh, this is, sermon's taking forever, but oh, hey, I could watch a 2-hour movie like this.
2 hours, a whole series.
Yeah, no kidding. Why is that? Vern is with us. You got a take on that?
And the word is desire. When we desire something, it's easy to do it. When we don't, it's a little more difficult. I had a time in my life when we'd go to a particular worship service, and there would be prayer teams in the front, and the service was scheduled for an hour and a half, but you could stop in and leave when you wanted. And I remember thinking, how can those people sit there for prayer teams for an hour and a half? But God slowly changed my desires. He put opportunities in my path every day, and I started taking them, and He changed my desires. And now there's nothing more that I want to do than to be on that prayer team.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I think if we include in our prayers that ask the Lord to change our desires, certain activities suddenly become very desired.
And you know, in the Bible, it says that if you pray His will, you know you have what you've asked for. And why wouldn't God give you more of that hunger for Him?
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Love your station.
Oh, you're welcome. And God bless you.
And I don't mind cackling at all.
Well, thank you.
Yay. You can put up with
If
us.
You didn't get the reference, someone complained that they didn't like Sally and Misty's laughing. Well, I'm glad, Vern, because you just heard a bunch of it. So why is it you're there and something's on sale or something's, you know, and you're, ooh, it's only $20. You snap it up and walk out of the store. But if you were in church and there's like, you know, we have this thing, a special offering, and you give a little extra and you're got your 20 and you're like, yeah, let me pray about this.
It's a lot of money to part with. Suddenly, right?
Yeah. And you had a comment?
So for me, the difference in the $20 bill is when you're spending it on food or clothes or whatever, it's a tangible thing. Mm. And so you immediately see more, I guess, in your mind, a value of that $20 bill and what you're getting for it.
Yeah.
That's a good
Whereas
point.
Whereas when you're giving $20 for ministry, we don't always see how that money is being used. One of the things that helped me a lot is when they started pointing out things like you're buying a well for people to have water, those kinds of ways that you can see how that money is being spent, it means more for me anyhow, because it's like, oh, it's buying a well.
It's more concrete terms is what you're saying.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we'll use the word tangible, and what they've done is they've made giving more tangible. You can sort of, well, if I give this much money, I'm providing water for this whole community. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. When you give money away to ministry or in church, you don't always see where that money's going and what it's doing. And you're right. When you buy something with 20, you walk away.
You walk out with something in your hand. Yes.
Exactly.
Clutching it in your grubby little paws.
That's right.
So I see you got your hair cut. Do you like it?
It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio.
Oh.
We're talking about how some people, I guess they don't, are they giving you a compliment or they do not like something and they're still asking? What is exactly happening here?
Oh, goodness. This is a lady that my mom used to work with. And if she liked your hair, your outfit, whatever, she would just gush over it. If she didn't, you knew, because she would say, oh, you went shopping. It's a new outfit, huh? Do you like it? Which was her very distinct way of saying, I do not.
Well, why would you buy something that you don't like?
Good point.
Well, we all have experienced buying something and then later regretted it.
But that comes from your perspective, theirs. That is true.
Yes, I have a picture in my house of being all dressed up for an event, and this has happened to me a couple of times. I had my hair professionally done and makeup, and they said, oh, do you like it done that way? I guess I should just take that picture down. Because actually, it brings back so many good memories. And
you loved it, and but that person's like,
why wouldn't I just stand up for myself? Every time I'm like, I don't know how to respond. I mean, I literally don't know what to say. And it's happened a couple of times.
I mean, I guess if you put it back on them, well, do you like it? Then I guess you're opening yourself up to whatever you're going to get.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. I have not opened myself up to that, because I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I had to get new glasses recently because my prescription now changes every year, which is super fun. But my whole family is big on the wire rims that kind of dissipate. Like, they don't like glasses you can see. And
sure.
I've decided, as I've gotten older, I'm like, if I have to wear glasses, I'm just going to have fun with it. I'm going to get fun frames. And so I sent my mom a picture of the frames that I just picked out a couple of weeks ago. And she was like, well, did you need a new pair of glasses?
That's
her first thing.
Did you need a new pair?
Oh my goodness. So we have some videos up on Facebook, and you should go see them. They're fun.
Of Misty's new glasses?
No, of us and just some of our antics here at on the morning show. And Mom, don't be listening. My mom says to me, I've seen some of those videos up on Facebook. She says, looks like you're having fun.
So that's not really
like this little question mark at the end of her comment. And I'm like, we were having a lot of fun.
You know, I really don't like the Kankel Fritz and Friends morning show, but they're sure having a lot of fun. We have with us author of Daughter Become Who You Already Are. Lainey Renee is with us. Becoming Who You Already Are. That's kind of a fun play on words. It's like, whoa, wait a second. So tell us about yourself. How did this book come about?
In so many ways, it's my story. It's all of our story. I think as women, you know, we go through many different seasons where our titles change, our roles change, the things we're doing in life change. But who we truly are never changes. And I believe it's the thing that we constantly need to be reminded of. It's something we don't outgrow. You know, we constantly need to be reminded who God is and who we are to Him. And I can look back at when I was 5 years old and already see just how the enemy was already after my identity and how I saw myself. And even though I couldn't recognize that it was lies, I can remember the lies even now. Even as a middle schooler, teenage years, getting into just eating disorder things and just having a so messed up view of myself, yet growing up in a Christian home, knowing what was true, and yet there was just kind of a disconnect between my mind and my heart, and I didn't realize it. And then I got into a not good relationship, just didn't have peace, stayed in that relationship for about 4 years. Through that, just kind of lost again, just my side of who I truly was very insecure. Who we are is the thing that has set me free every single time, and who God is to me, and that He's my Father, and that I am truly His daughter. We do have a Father, a loving Father, who no matter what we've walked through, no matter what brokenness we've walked through in life, that He truly can make us whole and redeem it.
Love your neighbor. This is an opportunity to call in and nominate an unsung hero. Maybe somebody who does for everybody else, but there is a need now that needs to be met for them. And hopefully we'll be able to make that happen. 888-888-9976. Where are you calling from, Mary?
I'm calling from White Cloud, Michigan.
And you wanted to nominate somebody for Love Your Neighbor?
Yes, I do.
All right, tell us about it.
We became friends at a very early stage of me going to the Salvation Army after my nervous breakdown. And it wasn't long after that I had to put my dog down. Mm. And I picked up the dog, and I was going into the veterinarian's office with him, and here comes my friend Sue and another gal. They wanted to be with me when this took place, and I didn't hardly know her, and she just has been a wonderful friend ever since. I mean, anytime I need anything, she's there. We had a fire last year, and she helped me move things around. She helped paint. She got the painter. You know, she found somebody for me, so I didn't have to pay out major money. And she just, you know, anybody else wants anything, she's constantly taking her grandchildren to their appointments and running them to and from school, babysitting, all while she's trying to move herself. I would like to help her somehow. I know that she wants to go with the church to the Ark, but she doesn't have the money to do to the Ark. She needs gas cards to do all this running for her friends. Mm-hmm. Would be a big help. Mm-hmm. Because she does like to go and do things for people. I think that's her ministry, is just to be there.
Okay, well, so maybe somebody could do some gas cards. And if somebody felt moved to, you know, maybe do an airline gift card that would help get her to the Ark, you know,
yeah,
we could put that out there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The church is going by bus.
Oh, okay. Oh, so the church has a trip planned. So somebody could call the church and pay her way.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We just might be able to make that happen. How exciting.
That would be fun.
That would be such a blessing.
What a great idea.
Okay, so gas cards would be a blessing. Maybe somebody to contribute to that trip to the Ark through her church. And if you hear any of this and you're like, yeah, this seems like something I could help with, 888-888-9976. We can make that connection for you. Or if you want to nominate the unsung hero in your life who needs a hand up right now, let us know.
Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
Hi, is this Anna?
It is.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Midland, Texas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a story about my son. He is 6 and he has Down syndrome. And he choked at school on a chicken nugget and was turning colors, and they were unable to help him. And they were able to get it out. And then that night, I was sitting with him and I was telling him, you know, I'm so glad that Jesus was with you during that time, even though it was scary and it was dangerous. And he doesn't have a lot of outward signs that he understands a lot about Jesus and religion. And so I'm pouring into him, and I don't really get a lot out. And he looked at me and he said, "Mommy, I prayed."
Mm. Oh.
And for a child without a lot of verbal expression, that was so powerful. And it was just a reminder of how much God is able to reach children, even when we don't see it.
Yep, true.
Even when we don't understand what they get. And for him to understand in that time when he was dying who he could talk to.
Right.
Who could help him.
Yep.
Yes.
It was just such a wonderful reminder.
I love that.
Love that.
Yeah.
What a beautiful gift to you, too. You know, that you were able to hear that and he was able to verbalize it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Treasure, you know, because like I said, we don't see a lot of his understanding. You know, does he know who Jesus is? Does he know what we're doing when we pray?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, God wink, just confirming that he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's great. I love that story. That's awesome.
Well, I'm so glad I was able to share it with you guys.
Oh,
thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. People thought Jordan Felice, one of the Family Life Radio artists, was bald because he's always wearing a hat. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We're just talking about misconceptions that you had of somebody or somebody had of you. Christine's with us from Panama City, Florida. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I listen to y'all every day, and for the longest time, and please don't think I'm being ugly. I love your show, but I always pictured you, Kenk Fritz, with no hair on top, but around the head and wearing glasses.
Oh.
You know, you picture people with how their voice sounds, and that's what I picture you as.
Now, have you ever gone to the website and seen
what we actually look like?
No, sir.
No.
Well, you have the glasses, right?
I do wear glasses.
But he has hair.
I have lots of hair, though.
He does have hair.
Yeah.
In fact, he has so much hair that when he takes his headphones off, it sticks straight up in the air. It is a sight to behold.
You know, it's true. When you hear somebody, you do have an impression of what they look like. You know, when I used to be in country radio, my morning partner was very tall and thin, and I was kind of chunky. And this listener walked up to me and said, "Are you Brad?" Well, that's my partner's name.
Yeah.
I said, "No, I'm not Brad. That's Brad." And he goes, he walks over to Brad. He goes, "I thought you were going to be a fat guy."
Oh! Hi, then.
He goes, "Why?" "Well, because you have a fat guy's voice."
What?
What does that sound like?
Well, y'all have a very blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. No matter how we look, huh?
That's right. Or how we sound, we look.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You feel unqualified, maybe that's okay.
Yeah. I saw this and I thought it was so amazing and just spoke to me. There are times we feel unqualified, uneducated, untrained, undergifted, and possibly even unworthy. But remember, those are excellent qualifications for God to do something amazing through you.
Have you noticed all throughout the Bible, all of these people were unqualified?
Mm-hmm.
We got Moses, who couldn't speak in front of a crowd. Needed an Aaron to talk for him.
I always remember that he argued with God 3 times.
Right.
And so I always think when I feel all of these feelings, I remember God's anger raged against him when he said, "I'm unqualified."
Unqualified.
The third time. I'm like, so I only argue with God twice.
Well, yeah. But then you got little David going up against Goliath. I mean, he's not qualified at all, is he?
No, you know? But do you remember what he did?
Well, he remembered all the victories he had.
Yes, and then he took on Goliath.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, how about Mary? I mean, she is just this young girl. She became the mother of Jesus. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's so many things all throughout the Bible, so I have a question for us all. Then why don't we listen to people unless they're qualified?
Oh,
that's a good question.
You know, it's only if the pastor has a master's of divinity that we listen to him. You know, really, there's a lot of things we think about.
Yes, I'm laughing at myself.
We make qualifications for people, and hey, God can use anyone. And the good news is, if you feel unqualified, he can use you.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you know somebody's background and you're like, man, that is probably the last person I would have chosen. Mm-hmm. It really, even for the people watching what God is doing through them, it makes it more meaningful because it gives you hope and it encourages you. It's like, if God can do that with them,
exactly,
what can he do with my life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hope that encourages you today. You want to call about that? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Call all you unqualified people. Someone calls in an order right before the restaurant closes. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We're talking about unwritten rules when it comes to the service industry. And we're, you know, realizing this is a wrong thing to do, according to Misty. Kathy is with us now. You used to work at a cafe, and this would happen?
There was this lady that used to come in every day at 5 to 2 and close at 2.
Oh!
Well, you know, it bugged my boss. It really didn't bug me. I gave me somebody to talk to while I was, you know, vacuuming and stuff. And she was very sweet, and she didn't mean anything by it. And after I went back to the restaurant that was 24 hours, uh-huh, she used to come in and see me, yeah, and her husband.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So it didn't bother you.
I think it's just the way you take it.
It's sounding like it's just a personality thing.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm a very impatient person, and especially in high school.
Shocking.
Right.
No, hush your mouth. I was ready to get going and go home and go to bed and get ready for school. You sound angry.
That just happened.
Hi, I'm calling from Michigan, and I have a joy.
You have a joy report?
I have a joy report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
My name is Becky.
Yeah, Becky, tell us.
My family is all here from the state of Wyoming and Utah and Chicago, Illinois. So everyone is here visiting my parents right now, and that's pretty joyful.
Oh, fun. A big reunion.
Yeah.
Yep.
I came from a ways away, Wyoming and Utah. Wow.
It's been 6 years since all the people that are here have been here. It's been 6 years.
Oh, so. Wow.
That's a long time.
It is.
Yep. The nieces and nephews and all their little ones are here, too. So it's very joyful.
Wow. That's great. And everyone gets along with each other?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, hey. That's awesome.
Playing with cousins is the best thing in the world.
I remember that as a kid.
We always did that at my great-grandma's birthday party. It was always a big thing in her hometown. And my favorite cousin to play with was Vince.
Vince?
And he and my other cousin, they said, hey, we have a great idea. Let's play cops and robbers. We're the cops. You're the robber.
Uh-oh.
And that ditch over there is jail. And you wait until we come and get you.
Oh, no.
And it took an hour before I figured out what they did.
You can blame it on your cousin Vinny.
I can't.
Family Life Radio, Kankel Fritz and Friends with you. And if you want to call, our number is 888-888-9976. Haven't gotten a text all morning.
That's right. We need to hear from you.
You can text us at 58326. Good morning.
Hi, yes. This is Rosie calling from Arizona. I was calling about the ordering before the place closes.
Yes, we were talking. We found out that apparently it's rude, and especially according to Misty, who used to work in a store.
Never living this down.
Really wrong.
So my father always taught me that wherever you're working, if that sign says we close, say, at 5 o'clock, well, then we close at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You greet the same customer that comes in 1 minute before as you did the one that came in 1 minute after you opened.
Now, did your father work in retail?
Yes.
Okay.
My grandfather actually had his own store.
Oh, okay.
But yes, that was always the mindset that we were taught.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that is a customer service mindset right there. And I will tell you that one time my boss at the hardware store said, you know, we have all these employees that are customer friendly, and then we have you.
And then we have you.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you found your perfect job because it brightens the day. It really does. You guys are amazing. I like your guys' little shift. All of you guys have your own little personalities, and you guys just blend together so well.
Oh, thank you. So, just so that you know, if you call, like, you know, 5 minutes before we get off the air. I think we'll be okay with it. Misty will storm off.
Oh, you guys are amazing.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.